This call is being recorded.
John Hargrave from Bitcoin Market Journal with our analyst, Jessica Rodella. We're talking about Tron. Jessica.
Great. Thank you. So today we're going to discuss Tron, and really the problem Tron aims to solve is to enable free content for entertainment. So a platform that is kind of a, you could think of a combination that's decentralized of Netflix, YouTube, and an app store. So the main customers would be anyone that wants to list their content and make it available for purchase, so whether that's films, images, et cetera. So it's pretty clear value story, pretty targeted when we look at it with that. It is a new market, and that means, you know, there's high regulations. But when we look at the economics behind this, there are a lot of new players in the field, but this is the first of its kind. So when we look at, you know, threats of substitutes and industry rivalry, it's the first of its kind out there, but the problem is that there isn't really an existing entertainment platform yet. They have all these great ideas, but I think that it's really anyone's game at this point. So they may be the first of their kind with this idea, but until they have an actual platform where they're going to be able to, you know, host all of this free content, it's going to be a struggle to, you know, take that massive market share. If we look at the value that they're, you know, claiming they're going to create is really around censorship and centralization. So right now, individuals in China can't use Facebook. If we look at the Iranian government, they have bans on Instagram and things like that. So this is aimed to allow individuals who want to connect socially and maybe aren't able to by where they live or their government bans to enable them to do that. So that's kind of what the main edge there is. If we look at the competitive advantage, they're using ERC-20 tokens right now, but they're going to convert them to their own blockchain. So that's always, you know, a bit of a worry to me. Why recreate the wheel? But they're trying to recreate their own blockchain. And in theory, it sounds great. But again, it's not really in use at this point. So it's hard to gauge whether or not that's something that's going to take off or if this is just kind of a, you know, pie in the sky idea type thing. So another impressive thing they do is they have a pretty strong network. So they're collaborating right now with Gifto and MLG blockchain. And Gifto is another project. I don't know if you've heard of this one or the people listening, but it's the one where, you know, you can give virtual gifts to social media contributors, so to kind of reward them. And those gifts have values and things like that. So it's a $1.8 trillion industry. So there's a lot of, you know, individuals participating in this, and there are a lot of other partnerships out there that Tron has. They've even created a game called dogs.game.com, which is similar to CryptoKitties. And so a lot of people are speculating this is going to blow up since it's the year of the dog in China for 2018. So there might be some movement around that. And there's also a very positive relationship with the Chinese government. So when we look at lead time, yes, they are the leader. They have this detailed roadmap, the 10-year plan. But then again, right now we're just in the content distribution platform phase, which is not going to even be complete until 2027. So it's very ambitious. We can go into, I don't want to be completely negative about this, but another positive is their management team. Very strong. Justin Sun, also might have heard of him from Alibaba, is the main CEO around this. He's been involved in Ripple in the past, and he's the founder of Piwo, social media platform, which has its own 10 million users. And so he's got a strong reputation in the business world and a lot of skills and background to contribute. And, you know, I found that there's pretty strong teamwork. And the only question around their integrity is that there was an issue where they seemed to copy their white paper from Filecoin, which didn't bode too well in terms of honesty and integrity, in my opinion. But they're claiming that they have a new release of the white paper and that was a mistake, but still that's a little bit of bad press. Moving on to the token, they have three tokens. So they definitely, you know, have a need. There's value among that token because the TRX token is available for purchase and trade, and it's actually required to use the Tron platform and buy and sell content on it. They also have a Tron Power token, which is almost like a vault where you can lock up your TRX and receive Tron Power in return, and you kind of use those for voting rights on the network. And then there's another one that allows creators to create their own tokens and issue them. So right now, you know, there's no real content platform, so you're only using that for trading and buying and holding. So it's kind of hard to gauge the value of the token in real time because it's not fully there yet. The token supply is fixed at 1 billion. And I think it's really, you know, right now it's just in the big development phase. So you can only buy and trade it, like I said, and it's not going to be fully complete till 2027. So it is hard to judge. It does have a massive market cap, but I think if someone comes in and does this entire idea sooner and actually has a functioning product, it's going to be, you know, very easy to swoop in and steal that market share.
So we have studied Gifto pretty in depth, and you know, this whole idea of the virtual gift market, as my understanding is you have a lot of virtual cams or sort of folks who make a living or supplement their income doing live stream feeds on these kind of real-time streaming channels. And then they get audiences who basically are watching them and can then tip them using virtual gifts, so they can actually send them things. And Gifto makes it really cute, like, you know, you can send them like a dream car or like a beautiful flower arrangement, and they'll kind of acknowledge you online. So it's kind of like you're tipping them, but you're also giving them an income stream. So it sounds to me like this is meant as a cryptocurrency that would serve much the same purpose, where you could reward or tip content creators, especially these live cam operators that are especially popular in like Korea and Asia. And this would be a new monetary unit of incentive for kind of rewarding those content creators. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right.
It's so hard because they're still so early in the process here to see exactly how this will shake out. But you know, that's a long-term goal. And the question is, why would somebody use that versus just sending Bitcoin or Gifto or any of the other, you know, cryptocurrencies that are springing up around monetizing content, to your point, Jessica?
Right. And I think it's all about the mass adoption. So they have this network, the Gifto network is large. And if it's in partnership with that, then that might be exactly what they need to spur that mass adoption. So again, time will tell.
Right. Thank you for your time, Jessica. And I'm John Hargrave for Bitcoin Market Journal. Thanks for listening.